VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been a power-sharing agreement announced between Sudan's ruling military council and the country's pro-democracy movement. The plan is to form a joint sovereign council that will rule the country for 3 years or a little more. The sides agreed to 5 seats for the military, 5 for civilians, and an additional seat going to a civilian with military background. The emerging deal could break weeks of political impasse since the military ousted autocratic President Omar al-Bashir in April. Police in the British territory of Gibraltar have seized an Iranian oil tanker suspected of European Union sanctions. This is the first time an EU nation has taken such a bold move to keep sanctions intact. Gibraltar authorities, aided by British Royal Marines, intercepted the Grace One early Thursday in Mediterranean waters claimed by both Britain and Spain. The EU and United States have sanctions against Syria. President Trump imposed sanctions on Iranian oil exports last year when he pulled the U.S. out of the 2015 nuclear deal with Iran. Meantime, AP correspondent John Gambrill reports that European negotiators are still trying to construct a workaround to salvage the Iran nuclear deal, but what happens next is still unclear.
Europe is trying to save the deal. It's come up with a plan called Instex, which it says will allow Iran to trade goods to Europe in exchange for other goods from Europe.
And choking off Iran's market for oil has severely damaged the Iranian economy. Again, police in British territory of Gibraltar seizing an Iranian oil tanker suspected of sanctions. This is VOA News. The federal government, news media, and lawyers all paint a similar picture of the dismal conditions in migrant centers along the southern border with Mexico. Reports suggest that U.S. Customs and Border Protection facilities containing thousands of unaccompanied children and adults who cross into the U.S. without authorization in recent months are woefully overcrowded, substandard, and filthy. Many have gone without showers, adequate food, and water. The latest report from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security's Inspector General released Tuesday calls for immediate improvements in 5 Texas holding facilities, with the primary recommendation of releasing the people faster into the custody of other government agencies capable of handling the situation better. 83 African migrants drowned and only 3 survived when their boat sank this week off the Tunisian coast. It went down in the Mediterranean 2 days ago, just hours after launching from the Libyan town of Zuwara. Fishermen initially saw 4 people clinging to pieces of wood and alerted Tunisian authorities. One of the 4 survivors later died at the hospital. Although the 4th of July festivities in the U.S. Capitol are officially over, many will continue to celebrate the nation's independence well into a long holiday week. Branches and his salute to America. But there's a twist from traditional celebrations that's getting mixed reaction.
Since Trump attended France's Bastille Day celebration in 2017, he had wanted a military parade. Last year's plans fell apart amid cost concerns and criticism of militarization, the same issues raised by critics this year.
Our strength is the citizens. Our strength comes from the people, and it comes from the Constitution. It just doesn't come from the military. And I think that creates an inaccurate perception of what the United States really is.
The White House insists the focus is on patriotism, not politics. The administration has not released a taxpayer price tag for the celebration, estimated at millions of dollars. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
And Kern County in California is under a state of emergency after a 6.4
damaged after the powerful quake struck around 10:30 Thursday morning. Ridgecrest Police Chief Jed McLaughlin on KERO-TV.
Fires and obviously stores that were shaken with stuff falling off the shelves.
The quake opened fissures on several roads in the county, and Ridgecrest Regional Hospital suffered some structural damage. Cora Burke describes what she felt while waitressing at a cafe.
AP's Jackie Quinn reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
VOA. My name is Nikki Strong. How are you?